We've got some fresh new young talent doing some things that I know you haven't heard before.
One, two, three.
Listen.
Episodes.
30 episodes. And ooh, thank you all baby. For tuning in and taking this ride with us. We have a lot of fun, just sharing stories, interviewing people, and really just having with all the platforms out there with Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, it's more short form.
Yeah.
And here we can really have a conversation and answer questions in longer form.
And we had so much fun doing the Day of Days week for those of you that caught it. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. And if you missed the vlog too, we released that, what, on Facebook, YouTube?
On Facebook and YouTube. So yes. If you're on Facebook right now, it's probably a video below. If you're watching, listening to this on a podcast, you can check out YouTube or Facebook and you'll be able to see the vlog. But thanks to all the fans who came out to Los Angeles and all of you who've been watching every single day, keeping days moving forward. We couldn't be, celebrating 53 years without you. So we appreciate you so much and it just meant a lot. We've had a really cool week going. We want to talk about a bunch of stuff here today. We also want to field some questions, so feel free to write us some questions.
And also, thanks for the love on the Christmas tree. I actually still have to finish decorating it. I haven't quite got around to it. We've been a little busy, but thank you so much. We went, what was it, last weekend to Target, and we're like, we're looking for a tree, and they had them. So
they did. Yeah,
we went with,
and it was already put together for the most part. Like the lights came on it. Yeah. It came with flock, so it was essentially just opening it up out of a box, and then it just like looks like.
I put some ornaments on it, but haven't gotten the whole like. I really wanted to do ribbons like I did last year, and do a really fun topper for it. So we'll see what I come up with this year.
We can do it sometime this week.
Right.
Yeah, we got Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Yep.
So we're doing a little Friendsgiving. That's always awesome. There's a lot of people in Los Angeles. And I'm sure other parts of the U.S. and the world where people can't be with their family. You and I forgot them. So it's really nice to get a bunch of people together and you can celebrate as a family. And we're really looking forward to that, to hang out with our friends. And we're going to meet some new friends and just eat and enjoy. And I've been really paying attention, especially the past few days, to my calories because I almost want to have a little extra saved up so I can eat some pie and cookies and drink on Thanksgiving without the guilt because I've got about 6.5 pounds to go on my 90-day run journey.
Yeah, you've been crushing, boo. Crushing.
Yeah, sacrifice. I definitely think of sandwiches and that stuff, but you had a burger the other day and I took just one bite.
I know. You have more willpower than me. But I've done pretty well on it too, I gotta say. Like more than halfway over my goal. So
yeah.
Just balance,
on our
man.
Way and on I've, our way. I've seen a bunch of comments too from people on Instagram and Facebook who have joined this journey and who are counting counting calories as well. And that's awesome. Or whatever. I know someone's doing like the carnivore diet, I heard. And so whatever works best for you. You know, I'm kind of just sharing my journey. I've tried a bunch of different things. And this right now seems to be something that I can really stick to because I don't feel like I'm sacrificing too much. But figure out what works best for you and your body and your goals. But, it's always, I just feel so much better.
I know. We just got a question. Are you making a turkey? Okay, this is so bad. I don't think I've ever made a turkey. I make a mean green bean casserole, but we are going to a Friendsgiving and they're going to have, I believe, most of the menu situated. So we figured we'd bring a pie, perhaps?
I think a pie.
How are you at making pies, honey?
I'm really good at going to Ralph's and picking one up. I mean, you can bring a pie or some cookies, or we can bring...
I could also make my green bean casserole, which humbly is delish. I don't really think you can mess up that dish, but it's just the best dish you can have. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish? All of it.
I'm not a big like cranberry. I know that's kind of a big thing, like cranberry or like
lambs.
I'm not really into it. Everything else, like mashed potatoes and gravy with corn, is like amazing. And then turkey, I like the white meat, like breast type thing. But then it also can't be too dry. So we'll see. But
did you guys have big Thanksgivings growing up?
Yeah. But I haven't really celebrated Thanksgiving at home because I've usually gone home for the holiday for Christmas. So it's been years since I've actually celebrated Thanksgiving with my family. But we are going home for Christmas. We
yeah, guys, Christmas update.
Yeah, we're going to do New Jersey. And then we're going to take a road trip. So we're going to fly into New Jersey and we're going to be there for like 5, 6, 7 days. Then we're going to rent a car and we're going to take the 7.5 hour drive to Ohio to see my family and spend New Year's there. And with little man here coming with us, and he's like $150 to fly each way. So we figured too, it'd be easier just to drive and not have to go back to the airport and all that. And it'll be fun.
Yes.
Take a little drive. And I'm trying to talk my parents into coming from Ashtabula to drive to Jersey to spend Christmas with us. So this way we can just all drive back in their car. But we gotta see what's scheduling and everything like that. But yeah, we're gonna have a white Christmas maybe.
Yeah.
Since we'll be over on the East Coast and the Midwest. So that's gonna be really great.
Yep, and we'll have baby's first Christmas, little Juliana. He'll get to meet his niece. Very
I have not
exciting.
Met her yet. So that's gonna be really great. And then my cousin Cherie, who's like a sister to me, she which is basically Mila, we've decided is, yes, she's kind of my niece, but technically my cousin.
Right.
But she is, I think she's 8 months now. And I saw her earlier this summer. I don't know if you saw any photos. She's adorable. So we have like these two beautiful little girls that have, you know, came into our lives, and we're very, very excited to spend some time with them.
Yeah, we are.
When we getting married, that's still up in the air.
Hey, Mom.
Val Tabit's in the house.
What up, Val Tabit?
But yeah, the wedding, we're just kind of like waiting on it for the moment, enjoying engagement, and we're gonna like dig back into that probably
we'll
next year and figure
year
it out.
What we want to do. We've been a little busy.
Yeah.
Your room is ready. Yay!
That's so yeah.
We can't wait to come. We're so excited.
Time is flying. We've been working really hard. We've been and we actually want to talk. We have something really exciting we want to share with you. We'll let everyone in on the Facebook community here and anyone who's listening to the podcast. We're having for any of you who don't know, we've been writing and working on a book for a while now, and our goal was to get it done before Christmas because we really wanted to help get our message out there around the new year. I feel such a time to reflect and to make changes for the better, whether that's weight or job or career or relationship or whatever it may be. And Alyssa and I, through our true experiences in life and stories and learning, we've put together an incredible book. It's going to be our very first book that we're bringing to market. And we're excited to say that it is going to be ready for Christmas. We're going to start shipping on December 12th. And we haven't made an official announcement yet. So we kind of sprinkled it out there ever so lightly.
Sure.
And but we're going to throw a huge book launch party on December 6th, and we're gonna go live on all the platforms from Twitter to YouTube to Instagram to Facebook and everything. And we want you all to join if you're available to grab your hot cocoa or a glass of wine or a cup of tea.
It's gonna be a little holiday party, book launch.
It's gonna be a book launch on December 6th, which I believe is a Thursday.
Yes.
And that's where we're really gonna dig into the book itself and go more into details of what it's about, some of our it's going to be hard to pick a favorite chapter because we've really narrowed it down and we've just been like perfecting because we really want you to have a great experience reading it. And we're going to share some really intimate stories that I just feel are extremely necessary because I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for people to know, especially that we have this platform. And as much as we share positivity, I think that's what we want to put out there in the world. There's enough negativity. But there are certain situations and experiences that happen that are negative, but we've learned how to change those into positives. And we want to take you through that journey of our life and different things that we've learned. And
it's a modern day playbook for mastering your mindset, pivoting your actions, elevating your life. And really, like he mentioned, just through raw, honest, and real stories, we were able to share how we got through it and what we learned. And we're just so excited. It's been our passion project. We've been working so hard on it. And it's finally going to be available.
And the quality I'm very excited about too. Like we're going the extra mile because I'm obsessed with like the feel of a book.
Yeah.
So even like the pages and the cover is like, I cannot wait. We already went and got all the samples.
Oh, yeah.
We have, we went on a website called Fiverr. Oops. And we found an amazing designer. So we kind of like shared with him, like, here's the idea. And for any of you who are following us on Instagram, we posted a mock version of what we were going to do.
a long time
though
ago.
We got a lot of support. We aren't going with that cover. We're going with a different cover,
yeah.
which I think is much better. And this guy did a tremendous job with
yeah,
the cover.
Wonderful.
So we're going to have a copy in our hands in the next 2 days. And then we're going to go ahead and get the printing process started so that we can have them available on December 6th to show everyone on our live. And then on December 12th, we're going to start shipping. We do have them on pre-order right now. If you want to get your hands on one, they're available for the soft cover in the United States. So we're shipping at the moment the soft cover, the actual physical copy in the US only. But if you are in Canada, Australia, the UK, somewhere else in this amazing world, we've got you covered because we're putting out an ebook
and an audiobook.
So if you're international buyers, look for the ebook or audiobook on the website. And the website is thepivotprinciple.shop. Thepivotprinciple.shop. And you can read about the book. And we're going to share the chapters with you right now. But again, we want to save all the juicy stuff for the actual holiday party so that we can do some fun things there.
Things are going down on December 6th, y'all.
They
and I
are.
Hope you're
we got
be here
jingle
to
bells. I'm going to...
We're doing a giveaway. You want to talk about the giveaway a little bit?
I do, but I want to talk about my outfit first.
Oh, please. Enlighten all of us, honey.
So,
I'm so excited about this outfit.
So it's going to be... Yeah, so my outfit. So... Because, when this video starts going out there, I wanted to do like an ugly Christmas sweater, but I also think some of the things we're going to be talking about are, we want it to be a little more professional. So I go, how can I meet in the middle? Well, I found on this website, and it's awesome. I think I'll wear it for Christmas. But it's like a suit, and it's green, and it's got Christmas
right.
stuff all over it. Right. So I'll be able to roll up my sleeves and still have fun. But it'll still be a little more professional.
It's
so it's like party and business, like put together.
I love it.
You got a hat.
I got a hat. I got to figure out wardrobe what I should be wearing. If you're wearing this big holiday suit.
I mean.
I was going to do an ugly Christmas sweater.
You can. Yeah. I just wanted to, put on a little sports jacket. And so.
Oh, December 6th is Leah's birthday. Happy birthday or happy early birthday. It will be good luck. I love that.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah. Happy early birthday. That's going to be fun. December 6th. So now it's a holiday party book launch Leah's birthday.
Yeah.
It's going to be packed. It's going to be awesome. And what we're going to do. And then you can share that you want to share the chapters, but first I want to do the giveaways.
Let's do the giveaways, most importantly.
So what we want to do to give a thank you for everyone who's going to support our message and our book. And by the way, if anyone has pre-ordered it already, you're already included, and it's going to lead all the way up until the actual holiday party. So at the end of the hour and a half live that we do, we're going to put everybody who's pre-ordered a copy, whether it's ebook, audiobook, or soft cover, we're going to put your name. Let me actually get this.
Uh-oh.
We'll use Benji's stuff.
Yeah.
So anyone who pre-orders one of the copies, we're going to put your name inside the Benji stocking. And at the end of the live, we're going to pick out 5 winners and give them something awesome. And we kind of have ideas. I don't want to say this is going to be what it is. And we're open to suggestions. If there's some sort of like giveaway that you think would be awesome, let us know. But the big one, well, we got to lead up to the big one.
Yeah. Hello.
Got to lead up to the big one. So
have you ever done a big reveal ever?
I don't know. But what we want to do is it is the holiday season. So we do want to give out one person $100.
Woo-hoo.
So whoever wins we'll give you $100 in whatever gift card, or whether it's Amazon or Olive Garden. You could probably burn up $100 at Olive Garden.
Yeah, you could.
So
I was going to say on breadsticks alone, but aren't they free?
Yeah, they're free.
The Alfredo sauce isn't. By the way, I know this is so naughty because we're trying to be good, but breadsticks and Alfredo sauce, Olive Garden. Mm.
Best combination.
So good.
Yes. Well, and then that's like, yeah, you're getting the boat of the Alfredo sauce.
Oh,
makes it
man.
So good.
So good. Anywho, go back.
So we want to give $100 away for one. Number two, we want to give out a shout out on Instagram. So we can do it for a friend of yours. If he wants to surprise a friend, we can tag them on Insta and give them a shout out in our story. We're also going to be doing a photo shoot soon because we want to have because on Instagram on December, I think, 5th or 6th,
yeah.
we're going to do an official like launch of basically what we're sharing right now, that we're going to have the holiday party and that our book is out there. So we want to do a photo shoot for that. And we're going to print out one of our photos, and we're both going to sign it. So we'll give out a photo of Alyssa and I, which it'll be, I think, one of the first. I think we've only autographed a couple things together. So that'll be cool. Another one, which has been one of my favorite giveaways that I've done on the Fridays with Freddie, is a 10-minute phone call, 15-minute phone call. I love just chit-chatting and meeting all of you, and you know, not in person, but on the phone. I love meeting you in person. And if you could ever get to LA and want to meet up, we can do like a lot of cool stuff that way. But on the phone, if you're long distance, that'd be great. And then the big one, the last one.
Drum roll, please.
Is we want to give out a coffee date with Alyssa and I. So if we draw your name as the fifth winner, is going to be a coffee date. And we can fulfill that sometime in 2019, whatever works best for the winner and their schedule. And then we're going to be doing a lot of traveling for the book. So if you happen to be in a city or close to it where we're going to be, like Boston or Pittsburgh or something, and you want to meet there to fulfill that coffee date, we'll coordinate with that. But we want to give out five giveaways. And
someone asked, does the book have a Facebook or Instagram page? Not yet. And I saw another question about where to pre-order. Again, if you came in later, pre-orders are at www.thepivotprinciple.shop.
Yeah, thepivotprinciple.shop.
But yeah, I don't know if we're going to have an Instagram for it yet. We're going to start a hashtag at some point.
Yeah, we'll start a hashtag. I think just because we have a lot of platforms, I think we're just going to include everything. Like, I feel like Facebook right here is a pretty big melting pot of everything we do. Like, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So I think we're going to just combine everything into this. But we might actually do that. Maybe we could do even more like testimonials in the future. Stuff like that. So we might create one, but for now,
we'll use this Facebook page.
We'll use this Facebook page for now as our hub. Oh, that's the other thing too. If you're having trouble finding the website, if you click on the Freddie and Alyssa Facebook page that you're watching this through, if you're watching us live, there's a link at the top that you can click, and it'll bring you right there to that website. So, so again, all the pre-orders we're going to put into this beautiful stocking, and we're going to pull out five names on December 6th live. And if you're available, we'll give the times and everything for everyone who's listening to the podcast as well. We really just want to get a fun culture. We want to, you know, ask questions, and we want to talk about the book, but we also just want to talk about holidays. We want to just have fun. We want to have jingle bells, wine,
coffee. He's so excited about these dang jingle bells. Earlier today, he's like, hey, babe, can we order those jingle bells tonight on Amazon?
But you got to have jingle bells. So you got to have jingle. I'm going to drink.
All about the jingle bells. I love it. And most importantly, guys, should I get Benji a costume this year? Should we get him a little Santa outfit to dress up with us on December 6th?
Oh, yeah, he would love it.
He'll love it.
I'm just checking out a couple of the questions right now.
Yes, looking at the questions. If you guys have any, please feel free.
There we go. What's up, Robin? Bob, how's it going?
And question for you guys, who has their tree up already? Are we early on this? I feel like we're a little early this year.
I don't think so. No. I mean, Target told us we were early when we really started.
Yeah, we went right after Halloween. And
they didn't have any of them, but we went last week and we were in.
Yeah.
I don't think it's early at all, because we got to take the time to decorate it. And
we haven't really listened to Christmas music yet, though. And I'm getting very excited for it. We have been watching Christmas movies, though. Do you want to talk about the one we watched this weekend?
No joke. If you like Christmas movies, The Princess Switch was so awesome. Good.
Vanessa Hutchins, like, slayed it.
I'm very like romantic comedy. I'm like back and forth with. I'm for some reason I'm just like I get it and it feels good and there's been some classics, but I'm like, I don't know. But I was like, let me just try it. Yeah. And like within 5 minutes I was hooked. So the
premise?
No, the Princess Switch
on Netflix.
It's a very good one.
So good. She plays two different characters. One has an accent. She's so great at it, and they switch places, The Princess Switch. So it was really
another good. Really good movie that came out is Searching.
Oh yeah.
Searching. If you look that up on, I'm sure it's on like all the different platforms to rent, and so good.
Yeah. If you're looking for some during the holiday, because I know sometimes we all love to just sit back and veg. Princess yeah. Switch and Searched. Very good. Polar opposites.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Polar really opposites. Good. But yeah, Searching is like all like used through, like everything's through a camera or through the desktop. And it's just amazing. It's like really cool. Like how everything's connected with social media and the internet and everything. So it was a really good movie. But yeah, we'll have to see what else is out because we have to go to like, maybe we'll even see a movie this week.
I would love that. I love, what is it? Usually the day after Thanksgiving, going and seeing a movie.
Yeah, you that'd know? Be good. Rather than shopping. That's going to be crazy.
Oh, gosh. That's right. I forgot Black Friday. I don't think I've ever gone out on a Black Friday before. I've done the Cyber Monday, though, which is the following Monday.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be great. Yeah. Love that. You don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah. We're so lazy. That's probably why I never went.
When I worked at American Eagle, that was I remember having to get there at like 4 a.m. We went to IHOP and like got like food. And then we had to go and open, but it's just like.
Oh, you did a Black Friday.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What was that like?
Just packed. It was just packed. And it's just a crazy, I mean, I think the experience is fun if you really like aren't afraid of crowds.
Right.
It's really fun to go.
Get some good deals.
What do you all think? Do you go out on Black Friday?
I hope people behave themselves this year because you always see those videos and people go wild, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely cray cray.
But we kind of get off the hook because we're traveling.
Yeah.
Of like having to, you know, like I feel like ours is like when we get to Jersey, we can go pick up a couple. Like we have to be last minute. So we're off the hook that's of like true. Having to, because then if you travel, it just becomes like.
And imagine if you had a bunch of kids and you're at home and it's Black Friday and you're like, oh, all the great sales. And you want to go out and get all the goodies. I get, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. We wouldn't go because all the gifts we're going to give are out of town.
Long distance. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we don't do like friends exchanges.
No,
it's just more like family. Some people do. It depends on the culture, I guess, of like the group.
Yeah. I feel like I used to, when I was younger, always give LaCroix, you know, what's good, boo. All about that LaCroix.
The fires, it was very, very difficult. I mean, there was a lot of people that we knew that were impacted in the sense of having to move out of the area.
And we were trying to find out, too, if where we got engaged, how they're doing. And we haven't heard back. My girlfriend reached out. Who really
their house was, like, right around that area.
Malibu. It's just crazy.
So we weren't, I mean, we weren't directly affected in the sense of, like, having to evacuate. Yeah. But
we do know who people who lost their homes, though.
Just so it was just really, really bad. And then even on the day of days, I think was the worst that it reached a little more from us. It was like snowing ash towards the end of the event. And you could definitely smell it. And like, and it was like scratchy throat and eyes. Like it was, and that was pretty far away.
I know.
From, you know, I would say what, 45 minute drive. So it made its way. But yeah, but thank you for asking. You know, our hearts go out to all the friends, families, like everybody who was affected and to all the people who are working extremely hard to, you know, to stop it and to get it contained and, you know, to start helping because I know a lot of homes were destroyed and it is crazy. But thank you so much for asking. Let's see here. For everyone who's listening, we're just checking some questions on Facebook Live here.
Yeah, I love doing our Facebook Lives on our podcasts.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I feel like usually when it's just...
see what's up.
When it's just us, it works. If we're interviewing someone, it would seem a little like distracting to hear like another like... unless they were here in person, but we haven't really been doing that.
Yeah.
Because it's like scheduling, it's much easier for us to knock them out. And reach, you know, anyone from anywhere.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we're gonna bring on a lot of cool guests. And then the Days of Our Lives week was very successful. So I think every couple months we're gonna do another Days of Our Lives week. Just because there was a great response and some suggestions of castmates that you all wanted to see. So I think we'll definitely bring on some more Days of Our Lives cast. And
yeah, we had a lot of friends that we ended up seeing at Day of Days who. They're like, oh, I'd love to be on it. So it might be sooner than later.
Yeah.
Like great people.
So we'll keep you posted. But yeah, we just wanted to like hop on and say hello and thank you for celebrating our 30th episode, the Freddie and Alyssa show. And we want to keep bringing you episodes and interacting with all of you. And so write that down in your phones. December 6th is going to be our live book launch party. And
holiday party.
Our little holiday party.
He's going to wear his cute little suit.
I'm going to get my suit. And I think, I honestly think it's going to be at 6 p.m. Pacific to 7:30 Pacific. But don't quote us yet on that. I got to see my schedule for that day. And it might be a little later, but we might do it from 6 to 7:30. And we'll put it out with our announcement that everyone will know. So so that'll be really great. And I think we'll even save the chapters for the holiday party. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll save the chapters. We'll do all the book stuff on that day. This way we can really make it a fun holiday party with the book launch. And this way we can actually let you know about the chapters and stories. And then we can start interacting and answering questions for you. If you have any questions about the book or about certain chapters or about certain stories or experiences, we'll dig into that while we're having our hot cocoa.
Yeah, we will. Our hot cocoa.
With a little Bailey's maybe. You
it's
know.
The holidays, right?
Oh my gosh, I know. It's going to be... It's going to be awesome. So we just can't thank you all enough for showing up. And just, we're like, just so excited, you know, like to have the turnout we had at the Day of Days and just all the love and support through just everything. Yes. Like, I can't thank you all enough. Like, it's just so, so incredible. And we just want to keep on like as much as we can possibly do for all of you. Like, we're always thinking like, what can we put out? What pictures, what, you know, now the book and like the videos and the vlogs and like putting out content in the podcast. Like, we just want to just bring you on our journey. And I will say too, you know, if you enjoy the message that we put out, if you enjoy the good vibes and the value, you know, and we can even let you know as well, but do some research if you like that kind of feel. There's a lot of amazing people online who have books and podcasts and YouTube channels and blogs and Facebooks that you can also get a fix as well. Yeah. And that's where I'm so like audiobook.
Anytime it gets quiet in the house, I go, he's listening to an audiobook right now. Because normally he'll be spirited up and talking. And anytime it goes quiet, I go, oh, who's he listening to right now? And lately you're loving, who are some of your favorites? Obviously Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan, Tom Bilyeu, Ed Milet, Gary Vaynerchuk, Yovan Noah, I forget his last name, but he has a book out right now. I'm learning. I'm very curious about just like where the evolution started and like how we became who we are today. Mm-hmm. And also the future of artificial intelligence has been extremely interesting to me because I kind of, you know, this whole book is based on he's trying to explain where we came from to here, how we're being affected by technology and where technology is going and how we're going to have to adapt as humans. And I just think it's really interesting to like know all of that information. So we'll find that book. I forget what it's called. My phone's the one using this, but I would look at it. But his name's like, I think Yovan Noah. And I forget the title of the book, but I'll let you all know. But it's a fascinating book if you're into that kind of stuff. But yeah, I would look up like Mel Robbins is an amazing speaker. So there's just tons of podcasts and books of all good stuff to fill your head with. And it has been such a growth period for us these past 12 months because we've been so intentional about choosing positivity and understanding there's negativity out there, understanding that the world can be crazy, but it's not as big as we think. When you start actually focusing on finding the positive, you go, wait a minute, life is awesome. I walk outside every day and people are smiling and happy. And there's people everywhere having a great time and having success and people are friendly and people are kind. So I just don't ever want like sometimes like all this like clickbaity stuff that you see online that everything's going down the tubes. It's like people
in
can
the
have
mix
their
of the mess, there are really
there's
good
so
people,
many
so
positive things
them.
Out there. So so that's what we want to really champion, except especially moving into 2019. You're all going to kind of see a slight shift of how we're going to go a little more all in on really sharing experiences. And that's why we wanted to put the book out first, to kind of qualify us in the sense of a lot of different things we've learned and the experiences that we've gone through and how we've grown, to really step out and start speaking and doing all these different, positive, what do you want to call them? Positive, like just like speeches and platforms, like putting things out there. Content. So yeah, the content.
Oh,
so
it's gonna be really good. The
author. Oh yeah, Leah Dweck.
Coming through, girl.
Yuval Noah Harari. Yuval Noah Harari. He has a couple books about, check him out if you're interested in that kind of stuff. But I've been like a handful of chapters and it's just so good. But that's what I'm reading right now or listening to.
Yeah.
So it's going to be awesome. So we have 6 weeks left of this year?
6 weeks. Crazy.
A lot can happen.
If
you want to lose weight, if you want to hit a goal, then there's a lot of stuff that can be accomplished in 6 weeks.
Don't wait until January 1st.
Start now. Build that momentum.
Yep.
Exactly. But enjoy Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh.
Enjoy Christmas. Enjoy your time. We're definitely going to
balance, y'all. That's
so but anyway.
Yes. Happy 30th episode, babe.
Happy 30th. Benj, what'd you think?
Did you have fun? What do you think?
He enjoys us. But again, we love you. Have a great week. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll be talking to you soon. All right, everyone. Take care.
Bye.